News on Recovery. I'm Joe Giro, Fox News. The suspected Chinese spy balloon that floated across the country was shot down off the South Carolina coast.
An Air Force F-22 jet shot down the balloon with a missile several miles into the Atlantic Ocean. President Biden talked about when he gave the order to shoot it down.
When I was briefed on the balloon, I ordered the Pentagon to shoot it down on Wednesday as soon as possible.
The president says the military decided to wait until the balloon was over water within U.S. territorial limits in order to avoid causing danger for anyone on the ground. Crews are now trying to recover the debris of the balloon and its payload from the ocean.
Fox's Kevin Uretsky, China's foreign ministry, expressed strong dissatisfaction. A rapid warm-up is expected tomorrow for the Northeast after a record-breaking Arctic blast. Fox Weather's Katie Byrne is in Boston.
A tree punctured the window of a bus. This bus was carrying a college women's ice hockey team. One person was hurt, and that wind also causing outages. At peak, around 40,000 people without power in the state of Massachusetts, but utility crews luckily were able to restore power quickly.
Also in Massachusetts, an infant was killed when the wind brought down a large tree limb onto a vehicle. A 6-year-old girl is dead, and her 29-year-old mother and her newborn child are in critical condition after a car crash in Delaware last night near Wilmington. The mother, who was 8 months pregnant, was taken to a hospital where the baby was delivered. A teenage girl in Australia is dead from a suspected shark attack after she jumped from her jet ski.
It happened in the Swan River in Perth, Australia. The 16-year-old pulled from the water with critical injuries. Wildlife officials say it is unusual for a shark to be this far up the river, which flows into the Indian Ocean. Police saying they were told a family of dolphins may have been nearby, prompting the shark to follow.
Fox's Samantha Liebman. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
More developments in the Hunter Biden case have emerged as the hearing approaches.
Republicans contend the contents of the computer could be the linchpin to demonstrate possible influence peddling by the president. At a hearing one day after State of the Union, the hearing will focus on what Republicans allege is social media bias and how they say Twitter suppressed the New York Post's initial story about the laptop. Biden World raised questions about the authenticity of the laptop and the news story for more than 2 years. Hunter Biden's lawyers now aim to flip the script, demanding criminal probes of those who pushed the laptop story. Republicans aren't convinced about Hunter Biden's legal strategy and whether he concedes laptop ownership.
Fox's Chad Pergram. Police have made an arrest in the assault of a well-known elderly candy store owner in New York City. Fox's Alexis McAdams reports on the attack.
Ray Alvarez was badly beaten outside of his own candy store this week. The 90-year-old was left with a black eye, pain in his jaw, and a large cut on his head. One of several recent beatings that have happened across New York City. Ray and his candy store are legends in this neighborhood. The shop has been open since 1974. It all started when Alvarez says two men walked up to him and tried to sell him some drinks. When he said no thanks, one of the men punched him and also hit one of his own employees. That man then pulled out a belt with a rock on the end, swung it around, and hit Ray right in the head. Then Ray says they threatened to kill him. As he lay on the ground bleeding, he says he was not sure if he'd be able to get back up. His employee called 911.
39-year-old Luis Perosa was charged last night with assault. Officials in India say police have arrested more than 2,000 men in connection with illegal child marriages involving girls under the age of 18. In India, the legal age for marriage is 21 for men and 18 for women. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.